You're listening to Above All Else. I'm Lucien Watt Daly. Recently, I've been walking around singing the praises of Damien Chazelle's brilliant musical romance, La La Land, starring Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling. The film has a record-breaking 14 Oscar nominations and is very much the frontrunner to win Best Picture at this year's awards. The thing is, I'm finding a fairly significant divide between men and women with whom I've discussed the film. The men all adore it, while most of the women are far less enthusiastic. What's up with this? La La Land looks on the surface like a film with enormous female appeal. It stars the dreamy Ryan Gosling, one of Hollywood's most fetishized male actors, and the extremely relatable Emma Stone, and is shamelessly, gloriously drenched in glowing romance. Yet the reactions of almost every woman I've asked about the film have ranged from apathy to genuine dislike. I really don't understand why anyone wouldn't fall in love with La La Land. Damien Chazelle's previous film, the equally brilliant Whiplash, is an overwhelmingly masculine drama focused on the relationship between Andrew, a drumming protege, and Fletcher, his teacher. It's a relationship based on harassment and intimidation, and it makes for compelling drama. Whiplash only gives around 2 minutes of speaking time to its female characters, but its overt failure of the Bechdel test is merely a tiny flaw in a nearly flawless film. Comparing Whiplash to La La Land, one soon spots similarities in Chazelle's treatment of his female characters. Both Andrew's girlfriend, played by Melissa Benoist, and Emma Stone's character Mia are framed and shot with near adoration, yet never glamorized beyond realism nor sexualized beyond good taste. Both women, at the same point in the film's narratives, find themselves at the wrong end of their boyfriend's priority list. Andrew and Sebastian's passion for jazz creates a difficult distance within the couples. In very similar dinner scenes in both films, Chazelle even dresses Benoist's character Nicole and Emma Stone's character Mia in identical outfits as the relationships reach their weakest point. There's some insight into his own priorities here. The key relationship in Whiplash isn't between Andrew and Nicole, but that which exists between Andrew and Fletcher. Yet, in progressing to a full-scale romance, Chazelle retains much of the essence of the Andrew-Fletcher dynamic in Mia and Sebastian, as the couple gently nudge each other towards career successes and then flinch at the outcome. In fact, gently is a dramatic understatement. Perhaps Mia is too much a mix of Chazelle's preferred female archetype and his most feared male. Perhaps women recognize that no such woman as Mia, who flits between charming flirtation and ambitious determination with impossible confidence, truly exists. YouTube reviewer Grace Randolph has called Mia a hateful female character, while Empire Magazine's Helen O'Hara characterized her as a glorified manic pixie dream girl. The textbook definition of a manic pixie dream girl is a character who exists solely in the fevered imaginations of sensitive writer-directors to teach broodingly soulful young men to embrace life and its infinite mysteries and adventures. The most obvious example of a manic pixie dream girl is essentially any character played by Zooey Deschanel in any film in which she has appeared. I'd actually call Gosling's Sebastian the manic pixie dream boy of La La Land. Being more detached from the audience, we never gain as much insight into Sebastian's perspective on the romance. Mia, meanwhile, goes on a journey of self-discovery, aided by friction with Seb's creativity far too layered to simply reject her as a manic pixie dream girl. One claim I've heard about Gosling's Sebastian, who to straight men like myself seems the dreamiest man imaginable, is that he comes across as arrogant and tiresomely self-serious to the men and women who have been in relationships with such a character. Sebastian does receive less thorough vetting throughout the film. Much of his motivation is quite vague, but I find his passion for jazz and suave pursuit of Mia to be absolutely adorable. Nevertheless, it's easy to see why some people would consider his speech on jazz to be relatively pretentious. The thing is, I always say things like that. If only I shared Sebastian's remarkable good looks and penchant for smooth piano. So Sebastian's appeal, sexual or otherwise, is targeted directly at Chazelle's demographic. Men want to be him, but women don't really care.
The sun is nearly gone. No lights are turning on. A silver shine that stretches to the sea. We stumble on a view that's tailor-made for two. What a shame those two are, you and me.
Now, how about the fact that it's a musical? This is a tricky one. Some women have said that they think La La Land is a good film but a weak musical. Now, nobody loves movie musicals more than me. So my argument in this area is that said women have been watching the wrong types of musicals all along and are unaccustomed to the colorful but simple delights this film offers. Quite patronizing, eh? The songs are fabulous and I listen to the soundtrack daily, but other than Mia's audition, parenthesis, The Fools Who Dream, they're lacking in the intense emotional weight of, say, Frozen or Les Miserables' Moby songbooks. The best songs in La La Land, the rapturously optimistic Another Day of Sun, and Someone in the Crowd, and the sleepily sultry City of Stars, are appealing because they're uncomplicated, serving their function within the film perfectly and setting the audience's feet tapping away. Yet outside of La La Land, these songs don't carry much substance or spread any grand message. I'd argue that Frozen's Let It Go is overblown rubbish, but it does fulfill the criteria of many a successful chart-topping ballad. City of Stars, not so much. Yet none of this has much to do with gender. Men like to load their iPods with bopping tunes just as much as their wives and girlfriends do. So ignore everything I just said. In conclusion, it's a matter of taste. Maybe it's just a coincidence that I haven't met a man who disliked La La Land, nor a woman who loved it. There are, obviously, thousands and thousands of women around the world who have fallen madly in love with this film and its characters. Yet my uncertainty in the film's appeal being quite as broad as the media suggests has led me to place a solid bet on Moonlight for Best Picture at the Oscars. I have money waged on that film. I think there's a hidden demographic who aren't that gaga for La La Land. And after all, straight white men can't decide everything this year. Above All Else is produced by Shane Kelly and me, Lucien Waugh-Daly. This episode was recorded at Flirt FM in the National University of Ireland, Galway. Visit flirtfm.ie to hear great student-produced radio 5 days a week. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe to Above All Else on iTunes or your favorite podcast provider, and please leave a review. You can get in touch with the show at facebook.com/aboveallelsepodcast. Thanks for listening. We'll be back soon.